The survey by the nonprofit polling group World Public Opinion was conducted late last year using in-home interviews with several thousand residents of the predominantly Muslim countries of Egypt, Pakistan, and Indonesia. Smaller samplings were conducted in Turkey, Jordan, and the Palestinian territories, Azerbaijan, and Nigeria. In nearly all the nations polled, a significant majority of people, 7 out of 10 on average, said they believe bombings, assassinations, and violent attacks on civilians by Al-Qaeda and other Islamist groups are not justified at all as a means to achieve political or religious goals. But Stephen Call, the director of World Public Opinion, says there is equally strong support for Al-Qaeda's goal of driving the U.S. military out of the Muslim world.
Basically, we found that people have mixed feelings about Al-Qaeda, that many of the goals and long-term perspectives that Al-Qaeda has put out, put forward, people do resonate with them, that they, including the goal Al-Qaeda has of getting the U.S. to withdraw its military forces from the region. At the same time, they feel quite uncomfortable with the use of terrorist methods, particularly any kind of attacks on civilians. They overwhelmingly reject that, even when they're offered arguments that could potentially justify it.
However, the survey also found slightly smaller majorities in some Middle East countries support attacks on American military forces. Pollster Stephen Call hopes the survey findings give the Obama administration food for thought on policy reforms that might help to improve U.S. relations with the Muslim world.
People are looking for signs that the U.S. respects people in that region and respects these countries. And what that means is that they are seen as independent, as sovereign, that the relationship that they have with the U.S. is one that's not coercive, that the U.S. can't tell them what to do.
The survey revealed widespread and deep opposition across the Muslim world to the continued presence of U.S. naval forces in the Persian Gulf. Even among residents of America's NATO ally, Turkey, 77% were opposed to the continued presence. Authors of the survey say such opposition likely stems from the strongly negative public views of U.S. goals in the Muslim world. Large majorities, ranging from 62% in Indonesia to 87% in Egypt, believe the United States seeks to weaken and divide the Islamic world. The World Public Opinion poll also shows a majority of Muslims abroad believe the U.S. favors the expansion of Israeli territory. Respondents were less certain about whether the U.S. is committed to the so-called two-state solution, the establishment of a Palestinian state that peacefully coexists with Israel. Majorities in Egypt, Azerbaijan, Jordan, and Turkey expressed doubts, but 59% of Palestinians said they do believe a Palestinian state is an authentic U.S. policy goal. Daniel Brumberg, director of the Muslim World Initiative at the U.S. Institute of Peace in Washington, says the Obama administration's continued pursuit of this two-state solution could generate more favorable views of the U.S. in the Muslim world.
The new administration faces the challenge of, to some extent, trying to redefine the tone and relationship with the Muslim world. That's one of the big challenges for the new administration. And I think, again, that this poll would suggest that the Arab-Israeli conflict and the Palestinian-Israeli conflict remains a critical driver of many of these responses, and that progress on this issue, real progress, not just process progress, would make some difference as well.
For now, this latest poll of the Muslim world indicates that the public perceptions of U.S. policies related to Islam and the Middle East remain mostly negative. For VOA News Now, I'm Bob Doty.